Parshas Vayeshev. So let's begin the Ramban and Pirik Lamed Zayin, Pusik Beis. We actually can start from Vahu Naris B'nei Bila in the middle. You see there's a Dibur Maskel. His Mazra, what the Nekudas of Machleg between Yosef and the brothers was. Vahu Naris B'nei Bila, Shaya Osa Masa Naris. Yosef would do acts of youth. Mimashmish Be'enav, he would like play with his eyes, Masak and Saro, fix his hair. Espinay Bilho. What does it mean, Espinay Bilho? Klomer Varago Espinay Bilho. He would hang out with the sons of Bilho. Fishayu Echov, Mavazan, or son of Umakarvan. His brothers would Mavaza them also, so he became close with them, who were also embarrassed. You know, so the kids that were embarrassed hung out with each other. As the Bosom Raw, Kol Rash Hayaroa Ba'achav B'nei Leah Hayamagid Loviv, Lashon Rashi. So here the Ramban quotes Rashi that basically what he was tattling on was the B'nei Levi told over to his father.
Right.
Im Kain, Frek the Ramban, Lamalu Hatzilu B'nei Shvachos. So then the B'nei Shvachos should have stood up for him. Shaya Oev Osam, because he loved them. Umakarvan, he was close with them. Umagid Loviv Al'achav B'bizyonim. And he would tell his father about the fact, I guess, that the B'nai Leah would make fun of the B'nai Shvachas, right?
Right, so you think that the B'nai Shvachas would have been on his side.
Yeah. Imnomer Shiru Minachim. And if you tell me that they were afraid...
That the B'nai Shvachas were afraid to stand up.
They were more numerous. It's not true. He says, do the numbers. V'nehem Arba, when there are four Shvachas, right? Don Naftali Gad V'Asher.
Right.
The Reuven, Reuven was protecting Yosef. He wanted to. That's five. Yosef Atzmo. So it's like six on five, even. Because Binyamin... Binyamin, you don't count, I guess.
Yeah, you don't count Binyamin. He wasn't there at all. So it's only 11.
It's like six on five.
Yeah.
Vitigabri, he says, like we're saying. Vitigabri, Yodam Aleim. They would win.
Right.
If they had a tag team fight, right? Vavki lo yavo imoim b'machleikis. Right?
Even if they don't want to
fight, you know, directly. At least they should stand up to him.
Right.
So it's a great kasha on Rashi, you know.
Yep.
Vod ki nira because of kikum iskim b'michiroso. Not only that, you get the impression that they were masking to a sale, except for Reuven. He points out on the bottom of Shavel Zatzal.
Right. Reuven wasn't masking. Well, Reuven wasn't there.
So and why would they?
Wasn't there. So everyone was masking.
Yeah. Why would the B'nai Shvachos agree to it? You know.
Right.
So he has a strong kash on Rashi. Okay, so let's see what he says. It's because of these kashes, he wants to say differently. If you look in the day in the Medrash, it says an amazing thing. Alkulum hayamotzi diba. He was spoke Lashon Hara about all of them. The Anochem Be'enai says the Ramban, seems like his own shot, right? So according to the day in the Medrash, spoke badly about all of them, yeah?
And therefore, you know, Diba Samra would be a reference to Diba Sam of all of the brothers.
Right, and that's why nobody wanted to mask him. Right. But the Rabban says, Nochem Ben Akizeh, Akos of Shav Levaris Mash Hizkir, Vishiro Yosef. In other words, when it says, Hu Nar in the Posik,
talking about Yosef,
Hu Nar Ben Shvas Reshana Hayam Roat Bitsonis Ochiv. 17-year-old when he's, being the shepherd of the flock of his brothers. Espenibilvan is Bezilba Neshe Aviv. Vedomolo Beseir Azeh. Yachalmu Chalom Shnehem Belaila Echad. We find a similar thing in Psukim.
At the end of the
parsha. Right. In this parsha, Yachalmu Chalom Shnehem Belaila Echad. Ishke Petron Chalomo. Hamashka Ofa, the butler and the baker. Shalomelech Mitzrayim Shasrim Bezasor. Shav lefaresh mila shnehem. Asher Hizkir is going back to be Masbir.
Right. So when it says Hamashkeva Ofeh, that's going back to the word shnehem.
Right.
To explain what it means.
Right. Asher Hizkir Yeshiro v'yachamu chalom shnehem Hamashkeva Ofeh. Shemel Tzaim. Asher Hizkir v'sesor ish k'pshun chalom.
That's how you give shot in the pasuk.
Right. So he's giving an example. You go back and you backtrack. Right.
Correct.
It's going back on before.
And therefore, when the pasuk says.
Right.
Right. Samra'ah. So is it that Debo Sam is going back on B'nai Bilhah and B'nai Zilpah?
Yeah, he spoke badly about them.
And that means, so he's following the Medrash, that he spoke badly about all of them.
Yeah, I think even more specifically, he's trying to say them. O Shiyi V'hu Moshech Acher Imo. Mishpato V'hu Nar V'hu B'Spinei Bilhah B'nai Zilpah and She'i Aviv. V'amra Ki Hu Nar V'hu Im B'nai Bilhah B'nai Zilpah and She'i Aviv Tamid. Well, Yifrin Man Bavur Naruso. He didn't separate himself from Vornuski. Lahem Tziva Aviyim. Because, his father was mitzvah them that they should protect him. Ki la tzivam shivim, ki lahem tziva avim, shishmeru v'yisharsu. Davki Yaakov is mitzvah the bnei shvachos to guard him and serve him. Lo bnei akviris, not to, lay his kids.
Right.
So he was hanging around with them all the time, and it backfired on them, and some, he saw their unhuggis. V'u mevi mehem di bora el avihem.
So you think, it's almost like the problem is with Yosef, right? It was how, Yaakov told the Bnei HaShvachos,
right, to protect him,
to handle him, take care of him, and he didn't sort of repay the favor. Instead, he was bringing back the Deborah on the Bnei HaShvachos.
Right, he shtuch them, yeah.
Right, that's why he says, he continues, L'chein yisna'uhu.
L'chein yisnu elu arboy ma'achim. These specific four brothers hated him.
Because they're doing what their father told them to do, right. And they're
now
getting...
Now he's ratting on
right,
them.
Right, correct.
L'chein kein amar ki aviv aveho. And then it says, the love of you, Echav Acherim. And the other brothers saw that, and they also, he also saw Aviyam Yosef Mikulam. Then the other brothers, Bnei Leah, saw that he loved them more than everyone else. He counted with, they were jealous of Yisnu, they hated him.
So it happened in two stages, right?
Yeah.
First, the Bnei HaShvachos didn't like him because he was ratting them out.
Right.
And then the other brothers saw that he was preferred, and they didn't like him for that.
Right. And Nimsa Snow Mikulam, everyone hated him. Sanu Mikulam. Bnei Akvirus, he counted bo, Manyevo Somehem. The Bnei Gviras of Leah were jealous because he loved them more than him. Bnei Gvira, come on, what do you mean? So the wife, Leah, is just as good as Rachel. Bnei HaShvachos shelo, konam b'zeh l'amasol
l'layam. So they couldn't hate him for being more beloved because somehow they're still viewed as the Bnei HaShvachos. They're viewed as a lower level.
But they hate him because they ratted on him.
So they hated him instead of the
other. Tam dibasam ra. Laflik, he called Dab Diba Rahi.
So what do you have to say specifically, Diba Samra? All Diba's
right.
Bad.
Right. But it wants a distinguish, no?
Yeah, but he has to explain why.
Yeah, Laflik.
Like, what's the stress of Diba Samra?
Valdas, yeah. Is he being Maz? He's going to be Maz, but
I guess.
He's
going to be Maz, yeah.
Valdas Rashi, you're talking Shetia Diba Tova. And there's a corner Rashi, it could have been a Diba Tova. Maybe Diba Shuryura Yogid.
Whatever he sees, he tells over.
Momotzi Diba Uksul Homer Sheker. So what's he saying?
It's the difference between maybe and motzi.
Right.
Maybe Diba. So at least it's the truth. Right? He's just saying over what he saw.
In other words, Nars Diba connotes evil, right? So according to Rashi, how could Diba be a good report?
No. I don't think so. I think what he's saying is, right, he says, Diba Samra,
yeah.
Right? He says, Lahaflig, that it was really bad. If you look at down at Rav Shavel at the bottom, Lahaflig, Shahisa Diba Samra Ad Ma'od.
Right.
So it was really terrible. Right, Lahaflik Kol Diba Rahi. All Diba is bad.
Right.
But based on Rashi,
there's other. Rashi why? Says, why does the puzzle add the word Ra?
So Rashi
sort of to
says
magnify the evil nature of the report.
That Diba itself
is a good report.
Could,
possible could
conceivably
be
good.
Right.
Because it comes from Dove, so it's just the language of speech.
Right.
And therefore, it needs Ra to say, to qualify it and say, yeah, this Diba that could have possibly been good, if it had just said, Vayavei Yosef is Diba Sam,
right.
So it said, hey, what's the problem? He's giving
right.
A good report. So the answer is no. It's Diba Sam Ra, specifically that it was a bad report.
So when it says Motzi Diba, it means bring back a fool who speaks falsehood.
And I think those two are just examples
Diba's
of how it's
only
possible
evil when
that,
it's used in conjunction with the word Motzi.
Right. That
right.
Maybe Diba could be positive, Motzi Diba is negative.
Right. Okay.
And therefore, when it says Vayove Yosef, that's the Lashon of Mevi, so it has the possibility of being positive, so therefore Rashi feels that that's right. Why Rashi feels that it needs to say Dibasam Ra.
Right.
Specifically to stress that it's Ra.
Right. What was that? Possibly Oshi Yehu Moshech Acher Imo. That was, earlier he said that Oshi V'chein Rabim, you know, when he brought the thing about the dreams, yep. Mashkanof, and then he says Oshi Yehu Moshech Acher Imo. I guess, what did that...
V'hu Na'ar.
Yeah.
Moshech Acher Imo is connected...
Hold on. He says you have many examples of that, right?
And then he says, where you have to rearrange, you know, sort of go back and find what the antecedent is, right? So he says his pshat, right?
There's a means of a who, of a who, Hoshia v'hu Moshe Chachrimo. In other words, the word v'hu and he was requires another similar word, as if it was written he was a lad, and he was with the sons of Bilhah, with the sons of Bilhah who were with his father's wife.
Who was connected to Nar rather than
right
going back the other way.
As it means the word v'hu,
right,
Moshe Chachrimo.
Pulls another one with it.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Right. Right. So okay. So before we go weiter, so it's a machlokes Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says that the Bnei Leah hated him. Right.
Right.
So the Ramban asks, if that's the case, why didn't the Bnei Shfachos save him, and why didn't they stand up for him, try to fight him? Six to five. They're all maskim and mechira. So therefore, the Ramban
right, seems... Yeah, and even if they didn't want to, you know, sort of right. physically antagonize them, at least they didn't have to go along with the sale.
Right, so then the Ramban quotes the Medrash, and he was mostly deep on everybody. And then it seems like it's a third shot, his own shot, that Dafka, he spoke badly about the Bnei Shvachos, who were tasked with the job...
Supporting him.
...of taking care of him, and then they, you know, he ratted them out.
Right, so they hated him for that.
And then the brothers, Bnei Leah, said, whoa, he really loves him so much.
And they hated him for that.
Like right.
But he winds up hated by everybody.
I don't know why that shows he loved them more than them. But
no, because the Pasuk says he loved them more.
Yeah.
And the Pasuk says Yaakov loved Yosef the most. Right,
right.
So the Ramban points out the Bnei Leah, who are of equal footing
right.
as Bnei HaGviros,
right.
could take exception to that and did. So they disliked him because they felt that they were being slighted where there was no reason for that.
Right.
And the Bnei Shvachos didn't like him because he was busy ratting them out.
Right. But you say the Pesach says explicitly he loved them more, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. So how would you frame for Rashi? So I was thinking maybe you could frame for Rashi by saying that, a lot of people... Not that it makes it right, but the bottom line is that he spoke badly about Bnei Leah, according to Rashi. So you would say, why didn't they stand up for him? Why didn't they protect him? Because, the answer is that people are people, and when you're asked to come forward and stop something bad, it's much easier to be b'shem al tase.
Right. They didn't feel it. Was on them.
Right. You know how people are. It's none of my business.
Right, I don't have to volunteer, so to speak.
Yeah, it's none of my business. I don't want to get involved, and I don't want to make a ruckus.
I just don't want to make a ruckus at all.
Right. Exactly. So you're saying
it's not so much that they were maskim v'mechiroso necessarily.
They just kind of like went with the flow, and they didn't want to...
They just want to make waves.
Exactly.
Exert themselves.
And the Ramban would say to that for him the shifte kata be like that's it's not acceptable.
I mean,
it's hard to say, but I think Rashi would say it's hard to say. I mean, that's what the Ramban would say. But the Ramban goes ahead and says here they're all upset with him. But
he quotes Yeah. Rochelle quotes down in the bottom.
Good evening, Mark Hugh. Good to see you. Yeah, go ahead.
The har aim t rates.
Yes.
So the fichach lo hitzilu b'nei hashfachos shebinin achalomos hushvu kulon v'lorosu yishim l'chaleya. That once the chalomos came out,
right.
So that treated everybody, all the brothers equally.
We're in Lamed Zayin Pasuk Beis.
They were all, equal in that they were. He was going to be, Shayim l'chaleim, that he was going to rule over them.
Right.
So even though they may not have, following Rashi's shot, they may not have, actively disliked him.
Right.
But they also realized that their dreams indicated they were going to be subservient to him, and they're not interested in that happening. So they're not going to stand against. They're not going to, stand against the sale because they're not interested in him being Molefoma.
Right. What we're saying here, Malkiel, is that Rashi quotes that Yosef spoke Lashon Hara about the Bnei Leah. And the Rabban says, if that's the case, why didn't the Bnei Shvachos defend him? And why didn't they even make a tag team and beat them? Because they were really 6-5. Because Yosef and Reuven was on Yosef's side. And they were maskim to the Mechirits, So then the Rabban quotes a day in the British Rabbah that says that he spoke Lashon about all of them. And then he himself says, very interesting pshat, diametrically opposed to Rashi, that he actually spoke badly about the Bnei Shvachos because Yaakov had tasked them with the job that they should take care of him. And he was hanging out with them and saw what they did. And he spoke badly, he ratted them out. And they got upset. And then the Bnei Leah saw that Yaakov really loved them the most. And then they all basically hated him.
They all hated him, but for different reasons, right? The Bnei Leah hated him because Yaakov favored him.
Right.
And they felt, look, we're also, Bnei Hagvira, right? We're the sons of a higher level wife, so to speak. So why is he favored over us? So they didn't like him for that. And the Bnei Shvachos didn't like him
because they were ratted out.
He was ratting them out.
Right. And so I wanted to suggest that how would you frame for Rashi? So I wanted to say that the bottom line is that unfortunately, people, when they see something bad, they don't want to get involved. They don't want to stand up and say something's wrong. And that's what Rashi would say, that they felt like they didn't start it, but people are people.
Also, when you came in, Rav Chevelle quotes the Reim as saying that sort of after the Chalomos, they realized
that they're all going to bow down.
They're all in the same boat. That they're all going to have to serve him, and they're not interested. So that's why they didn't, they didn't oppose the sale because they wanted to get rid of him too, in a certain sense.
Right, but I'm suggesting something different. I'm suggesting that, they went with the flow, and they didn't want to, and like kind of myself, a similar bottom in a bad way. If you see something wrong, you're really supposed to stand up and say it's wrong.
Right.
And I think maybe that's how Rashi would respond to the Ramban.
They went along with the gang.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah. And they were masking to it. Yeah. Does he say something else on the bottom more? He says, "Inim b'shul yish l'tarsh etanayim en chokim meferish mar mecharon al pligi." Ti basim schozeres al bnei lea bilvad bnei lea hayim mezalzul bnei shvachos the krosam avodim. Manish appears to visible shav al bnei lea bilvad. I guess there's a, even though the medrash says that on all of them it was motzi diba, I guess he's saying that there's no real machlekes in Tanoim.
Right.
I don't know what he means that the bottom's only on going Bnei Bilvad.
I think is that there's two opinions about what the Dibura was.
Yes.
And I guess you have to figure out how to fit all those opinions of the Tanoim about what the Dibura was into, the opinions of who he was speaking about.
Right. Right, because he says that I think he's quoting the Medrash that says they were chashed on Ephraim and Achai.
So that could be anybody, right? Tolan Hain and Ahem Bivnos Oritz, that could be anybody. But when Rabbi Huda says Mizalzol Hain Bnei Shvachos V'Koron Lamavodim,
right?
That straight up's got to be a diba on the Bnei Leah. Can't be a diba on the Bnei Shvachos.
So he says they're not arguing though. So that sheet.
Right. So he ends up saying they're not really arguing. Just one stressing one point, one stressing another point, but not really arguing. And therefore, if all the Tanoim are really just pointing out different Nekudos that he was ratting out,
yes,
then they all really agree, which means the Diba has to be on B'nai Le'a, because one of those opinions is talking about that they were insulting the B'nai Shvachos.
Yes.
Notice if it's a machlokas,
the denominator has to be B'nai Le'a.
Correct. Because otherwise, how does it make sense that all of them would agree that they were that they were insulting the B'nai Shvachos?
Right. Chiddush to me is the Ramban, though, that he was really ratted the B'nai Shvachos out. You know?
Right. So then, I mean, does that mean the Ramban just doesn't describe Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? And Rabbi Yehuda says that he's
calling I think that's what he means. That's what I think he means, yeah. He's going his own mahalak, yeah.
Right.
And then he points out that the Targum Unklus is the same. He points out that Targum Unklus is the same sheet as what he said. That's what he basically finishes up the piece here. That the Targum Unklus is holding the same as him. Yeah?
Yeah, because Dibhon Bisha would be referring to the B'nai
Zohar. Let's read it. He says, you have a Derech HaPshat? Let's just finish it up inside, then we'll go weiter. Well, Derech HaPshat, in an Akosha Shikran and Arvu Ben Shvas Reshona, a lot of times in lads called 17. Kibavura Yoso Kotten Mikulam Mikrenu Kain. He was the youngest. Lomar Kiloya Mishazik Ha'achiv Yitzarch Liyoso B'nai Bilov Zilb B'nai Naruso.
He wasn't very strong.
Yeah, so he needed the support. He was 41. Right.
The use of nar with respect to an individual.
Right.
Perfectly understandable.
Yeah. You know, is there? They called him. That's the pasuk.
They called him a nar.
Avshalom, yeah. Binyamin breeder to Mitzrayim gadol mimenu. He was bigger.
Older than Yosef.
He grinned a nar pamim rav. He's called a nar many, many times. So don't be bothered by that. The unklus tigim who nar who marbi merivei im bnei billa. Wow. He was arguing the bnei billa yomer kim yomer yoso nar who imoim. Him got lu kav. They raised him like a father. Imi sharsu. That's exactly the Ramban's pshat. Kam nachon hu al derech hapshat shepirashti. And my pshat is like the Ramban. Ki akosu v'saper ki me'ele yaviya davar adiba l'vnei akviros b'kinosum. Matam neshe aviv. Why did it say the wives of the father? Kinosum v'ayu shalochim l'noshim. They were taken as wives. L'yikrosum akosu shvachos rak b'yosum yimroch v'leia. The only time it says by Zilpo Bilha that they're called shvachos is when they're compared with Rachel and Leva, Shein Gvira Shalem, which were the main, you know, they were the mistresses. Chena Yosem is a shvachos with Yaldeim, Lomar Ki Bavura Yosem shvachos L'Rachel and Leva, Samo Son Lefnein. But V'chen Yishkev is Bila Pilegish Aviv, Shilu Aysa Giveris L'Yasev Kain. If they were what?
If they were full wives, he wouldn't have done that.
He wouldn't have, what, switched the bed, you mean?
He wouldn't have gotten involved at all.
You mean, he wouldn't have gotten involved at all, you mean, with Bill, you mean, the beds, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, correct. Reuven wouldn't have.
Right, correct.
Since they were a lower level. Yitachi ki b'chai rachav aleya, yikun ha-shvachos b'lagshim. Could very well, in the life of the rachav aleya, they were called shvachos and b'lagshim. But when they were died, v'atamesu v'lachan l'noshim, they became mamish wives.
Yeah.
Kind of like you remarried them.
I guess.
Yeah, kind of. Okay.
Shvachos u'pilagshim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had started as shvachos to Rachel and Leah, and then when he married them, they became his pilagshim, his concubines.
Right.
And then after Rachel and Leah were nifter, Ramban says that maybe
they became like mamish wives.
Status.
Where did they become? I guess the pasuk says pilagish.
Yeah.
Yeah. By Bilo. Yeah.
He didn't give a ksuba
until later, maybe.
Well, that's Machleis Rashi and the Ramban himself. Rashi says pilagish is kedusha with ksuba. The Ramban says nothing, no kedusha, no ksuba.
Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. But that's the Chiddush here, and that's what I wanted to frame for Rashi, yeah? That go with the crowd, you know, which is not acceptable. Okay, let's go with the next one. Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Tet Vav, okay? He has a very, 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 very beautiful phrase here. Okay, v'yimso ish v'yinei toa basad. You know, Yosef's looking for the brothers. He finds his man wandering in the field. Yomer kihu toa min aderech. He's wandering off the derech. V'loi yodea ana yelech. He doesn't know where to go. Nichz besada. He goes in the field. Ki b'makom amira ayim avakash osam. In the place of pasturing, he's seeking them. V'yarech hakosu b'zeh lahagid. And the Torah lengthens, elongates, lahagid. Ki sibus rabos bo'elav. There are many different reasons emerge Shairoy Lachzorlo. You know, that he could have just aborted this trip and said, you know, forget it. Avalakol Sabal Kvot Aviv. He burdened this. He took this burden because his father told him to find him. And when it came to Kibbutz Avim, he did it. Lo Dienu Od Kiakzeris Emes Vacharitza Sheker. That's what I wanted to stress to you. Lo Diu Od. Lo Dianu Od. To notify us, because the Xer is true and all industry is false. What, he styled this as nothing? Does he mean that he styled this as nothing? That's what I'm wondering here.
Seems to be saying. Look at the Rav Shavel down at the bottom. Shecharitzas Adam Lehebo Varek.
Yeah.
Im lo nigzar Adei Hashem Yisbarach.
Right. In other words, you can try from today into tomorrow, but if you don't have the Siyata Dishmaya.
You have to have the Shtadlus.
Yeah.
Shtadlus without Siyata Dishmaya. No,
I mean, you could do all these Shtadlus in the world, but you don't Siyata Dishmaya, forget it.
Right.
When
they
say, mensch,
tras,
nevis, terlachs, it's like,
yeah.
We do whatever we can. And
very good. That's a beautiful phrase, though, no? Kigazeris emes vacharitza sheker.
That Kadosh Baruch Hu's gzera is the truth.
Right.
Any other efforts are pointless.
Kizimin lo Kadosh Baruch Hu mora derech. Hashem created from a guide. Shalom idaito laviyam biyodom. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a guide
that he didn't know about.
Shalom idaito. Yeah. Shalaviyam biyodom.
In order to bring him to the hands of the brothers.
Right.
Kadosh Baruch Hu had a plan. Kadosh Baruch Hu put the pieces in place to make that plan happen.
Lazen iskavnu raboseinu. Ba'amram ki ha'ishim e'el ha'im malachim. These men were angels. Yeah? It says in Rabbi Yana, it says there are three malachim zag v'lochim, so ish.
Each reference to ish, each one was a separate malach.
Yeah, shalom achinim hayakol ha'sipur hazeh. It's not for nothing. L'dina ki atzah shem hisakum. Wow. Atzah shem hisakum.
Right, because otherwise, I mean, the story is, you know, sort of longer than it needs to be.
Right.
And so the Rambam says, yeah, it's not longer than it needs to be. It's coming to illustrate a very important point, which is, Atzas Hashem Hisokum.
Right.
He brings that this phrase came from B'mivchar HaPaninim Mem Gimel Medrash.
Yeah, what is that? Mm-hmm. He quotes that here, too. It must be a Medrash or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just see that next pasuk who identifies as Dibur Maskol Nasu. Yeah? Nasu Mizeh. Hisiu Atzma Min Ha'achva.
That's Rashi.
Yeah,
they moved away from you know brotherly love.
Right, nelchu dasein elvakish lecha nichlei datos. They try to find different snares and ways.
Legal snares.
Yeah, sheimisuchu ben they could kill them.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fipshuto shem makom. Ein mikra mitzvah nepshuto loshon Rabbi Shlomo.
Right.
That's
so the pasuk pshat is dosein is to a place called Dosan.
Right. Ven kavana l'rabosenu she yifarish. Lo ha'ish nasu mizeh min ha'achva v'hochul orir alacha dinim min taromas. It's not the kavanah Rabbeinu to be masber that this man traveled from there, from the brotherhood, to ma'orir dinim min tarumas. Shim ken ha'yanim nil alachas lo ha'yam sakim batzmo.
That's a nice, you know, drush. That can't be the pashup shot of what the man was telling him, because then why would he follow them? Right, the man's not going to say, "Oh yeah, they move themselves away from Achva and they're plotting against you." Like that's not what some guy who sees them in the field is going to say. So they can't be the pashup shot.
I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean? Right? What is he saying?
He's saying, "Ain't a kavana l'rabosenu sheyifarish lo ha'ish."
Yeah.
Right. It can't be that this man he's talking to. Right.
Yosef met him. Yeah.
Right. And the man said, "What are you looking for?" And he says, "I'm looking for my brothers." And the man said, "Oh, they moved away from here." And Rashi says, The perush, the drush, is that they distance themselves from brothers.
They don't like anymore.
But that
right.
Can't be the pshat, because why would that some guy tell him that in the field?
What, that they're looking to kill
that
you?
That they're looking to kill him. Yeah.
Why not? Maybe to protect him. No.
Why didn't he listen?
So then he would. Then he would. Then he wouldn't go on to the trip.
I know, right? Sheim Cain, he knew that Lelecha is going to Sakhnatzer. So if the guy had said, "Hey, they're looking to kill you," then he wouldn't have gone on.
He would
have gone back to his father
and said,
"I know you told me to do it, but you know, self-preservation."
He's bothered by Rashi. Kavon Alem Keish Gavriel. Asher higid lo higid emes. So the Ramban says it was Gavriel. Yes? Rama loshem mishamish the shnei ponim. He said a loshem could go in two ways. Shnei emes. V'hu lo havin anistrabo. He didn't understand the hidden meaning.
The same language which could have been interpreted two ways.
Beautiful.
And there was a hidden message that Yosef missed.
V'holoch achar anigla mimenu. He went after what's the posh overt pshat. V'helach achar achav yim soem et dosin shomalo. Darshuk yizek min ya isha zehu malach. Im Cain Yodea who Ana Haim.
He would have known.
What'd you say? He knew where they were.
Right.
Lamalo Amalo Hinem Bedotan. Why didn't he say it directly? American Mistapek, Shishama Mehem, He was mistabik shama mehem sheyochu sham. He was mistabik that maybe he would hear from them that they went there. Any yodea anahem atta.
Why did he specifically use a lashon of kishamati omrim? I heard.
He knew they went there. He didn't know where they were now.
Maybe they were going to go to Dosan. No, because he wants it to specifically be in the language.
Right, but he also didn't know where they were though.
That could be interpreted in two ways.
He heard that. He didn't know for 100% clarity that they were there. Right? You heard people saying, "Ulahim achecha." He didn't want to, he kind of covered it over.
Right, he wanted to make it be a more covert message.
Right, he's also practically, he didn't know either, right? It's interesting, it says Gavriel, but I thought there were three different malachim, I guess three different times there were?
Was no, it three malachim? Maybe he was the one who was doing the speaking.
Uh-huh. So I was thinking,
why were there three?
Because each time it says ish, right?
It said there, quoted earlier, it said, so Bracious Rabbis says it says three malachim came. So I guess the last one was Gavriel. So I was thinking, how would you frame for Rashi? You know, he jumps on Rashi by saying, you know what, you know, it could be that they're looking to kill you. So why would he go then? So I was thinking, like, the Yosef Lamais was, it was you know, Yosef was a tzaddik, and he wanted to, like, Lashitoso do what his father did. He always wanted to follow, he said earlier, Sabal. You know,
yeah, he wanted to find where the keep it of them.
Yeah, it says that. It's like you're in a maze and you keep going and going. You don't give up. So he felt that Hashem Shomer Hashem, you know, Hashem would guard him.
Right.
He's doing a mitzvah.
Shluchim mitzvah in
Yizukin.
Right.
So I wanted to say Shtigal Torah. The Gemara says Imsachim. You don't say it by Shchich Hazeka. So he felt that this wasn't Shchich Hazeka. But Gavriel was telling him, Rashi, saying, this is Shechich HaZeka.
Uh-huh.
Why would Gavriel, why would the Bereshim send him off to tell him that the whole setup he said before was, this was all Ratzon Hashem? Why would Hashem suddenly send him off and say, by the way, don't go? Seems kind of against the whole...
You mean maybe you could say, in the Shitaso, according to Rashi, maybe it was a Shtikl Nesayev, you know? Was Yosef...
What, you mean, was he going to go anyway?
Yeah, that maybe it was an assign to Yosef. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him an assign if he was going to go. So the Malach was saying, maybe it's, you know, you have a cheshbon and shechich hazek. He said, no, it was all Rasha. He had to go. He had to fulfill this. That's what I'm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible.
Because Rashi is saying that it's sort of like that was the overt meaning of what the Malach was telling him was this is dangerous,
right?
And
so he's saying it's not.
Malkiel says so. Then yeah. You know, so then Malkiel saying so. Then why would Hashem set it up that way? You know, if the whole point is to get him to go,
right.
Telling him it's dangerous is not going to accomplish that. Except as you put right. It, if it's an Isayon,
yeah,
you know, so then that you know that's going to motivate him anyway,
right? Maybe that was what. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, I'm not sure. It's a good kasha. Now you get the Fum Tzara Agra also, no? I don't know. Maybe the Fum Tzara Agra, you get more that much more reward. You don't make it easy.
I'm just wondering. Maybe it's sometimes you don't hear. You know, again, when the Baruch Hu wants things to go a certain path, you don't hear sometimes what people are telling you. Sometimes you don't see the
signs. You listen to what you want to hear.
Yeah, you know, it's like yeah. Maybe that's what the Malach was telling him, but he wasn't listening. He didn't hear traps, he heard Dosan.
Gotcha. That's another, I think that shot's even better. Mm-hmm. But according to that, there's the Gavriel was telling him to stop.
Yeah.
No? I mean,
right.
If you say like that. Okay, as you listen to what you want to listen to. Okay, it'll be interesting. Okay, so let's see the next one. Chof Beis. Perek Lamed Zayin Posuk Chof Beis. It says... Al Tishvuchu Dam, right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it says like this. Interesting shot here. Let's see.
This
yeah?
This is Reuven talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Reuven talking. Yeah?
Yeah.
So let's see.
Don't kill him.
Yeah. Right. So let's see what his story, his approach was. Atish v'adam amr lehem, hinaisi sova lechem, kashish chashavtam lisa sova nechleim. I mean, you guys are nuts, you know? He says to them, basically, you guys are thinking you want to kill him? And listen, I hate him too, but I don't want you to spill the blood yourselves. I mean, I also hate him, but I want him to die through other people. Not that you should do it. I don't want you spilling the blood with your own hands. You know, it's like Ancient Levar Avera in his greatest, you know what I mean? Even though Shama Azakin says in Kedusha there is such a din.
He made it sound like he really wanted him to die, but he really was going to save him.
He wanted to return his father. Because of Siper, Mashar Malam Ruvim Shamu Elov. They listen. But there are other things that he said to him from the Riachis Lo Kiblu Mimenu. Kamo Shamar Lahem. So what's he saying here?
Later, he's saying that the story isn't fully revealed over here.
Right.
In other words, what's written in the Kosov here is Reuven sort of coming to them with almost like plan B,
right,
and saying, "Yeah, I want to bump him off too, but I don't want to. You know, we're not murderers, so let's throw him in the pit, and you know, it'll die me'ela."
Right.
Right. Really, because he wants his concealed reasoning he wants to save them.
But he saw they weren't buying it. They could care less. And when
so it's almost like plan A. He went right at them. He said, "You can't do this. You got to keep him alive." When he saw that wasn't going to work, then he comes up with this plan. So I'll tell them, just don't do it actively. So I'll throw him in the pit. Then I can go back and get him later.
Well said. Vlo amar damo, right? Ki hera atzmo. Shalo Yomar Kain Lavaso, Rak Shalo Yishof Him Dam, right? So what does that mean? He didn't say what?
He didn't use a lashon of Al Tishbechu Damo, don't spill his blood. He just said Dam.
Right, because he doesn't care if he gets killed as long as we don't do it. Lomar Damak Yeratzma Shalo Yomar Kain Lavaso, Rak Shalo Yishof Him Dam.
He didn't want to give them an excuse to say, oh, he's only doing it. Like, he.
You don't be the spiller of the blood.
He wants to be very careful about what he says because he doesn't want to give any inkling that he's got an ulterior motive here.
Right. So this is one that makes it seems limitos some shein onus agarim konis shovik dam yodov. There it is. So when it causes a punishment, you're a mafia guy, you don't get the din like a what?
Like an actual murder.
Okay.
Oh, so he makes it more generic. That's what it means. He makes it tishbukudam. Al tishbukudam is in as a general generic comment.
Right.
Don't murder.
Right.
Let it happen, me'elov.
Right.
Because that's a lower level.
Right. Okay. Now look at this now. The Tamil Aborazah, Shirba Midbar, Lamor Hineva Borazah Mok, very deep, this pit, Lo Yucholot Zizimanu, can't get out of Ubi Midbar. Imitza Ken Moshilo, no one's gonna even hear it, yes?
Okay.
You scream, can't overlap, no one passes by. Vesipra Kosov Kea Reich, Vain Bo Maim.
Right, empty.
Shimaya Bo Maim, Lo Yapu Oso. Because if there was water, he wouldn't have drowned.
No, the point is that if there was water, they would have had to be careful not to drown him.
Right. You may have all the bills; they wouldn't drown him. Shekvar nim nu mishpof dama can't kill him.
Right.
Because of Rashi, Mashesh Nem Rabor Reik Eino Deishu Ein Bo Ma'im. If it's empty, you know for sure there's no water. Matamal Ein Bo Ma'im. Ma'im Ein Bo Aval Nachashim Karam Yishpo. Let's Rashi Di Rabbi Sein. It's a Gemara in Shabbos.
Right.
But that's why it's in the Ma'ay Chanukah. You know, with the Esri Mama.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a misprint there. It should be Chav Beis, not Chav Zayin. Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you say? Yeah. I said Chav
Beis? No, you said Chav Beis.
Yeah.
Rav Shavel
says
Chav Zayin.
Right. It's a misprint.
Malkiel's pointing out
that in his Ramban it says Okay, it's good. So, Baruch Hashem. I saw it today, so no big deal. Vim ken hayu nechoshim v'akrovim b'churi abor. V'achori abor. Wow, the snakes and the akrovim, says the Ramban,
were in the cracks.
Oshay Omak v'lo Yodaman. They're so deep they couldn't see him because otherwise they wouldn't have thrown him on him.
Because again, they wouldn't have.
Right. Kishila Yerona, Somli Ezekiel Yosef, Maya Hayadavar Barlem, Shanasalin's Gottel, who should suddenly come. Oh, Not only that, they would have reversed the whole plan.
Right. As if they had known that there were snakes and scorpions in there,
and they
then
threw
when they
him
put
in.
Him in and nothing happened, they would right. have said, oh, the
so
man's inside, like we better take him back out.
So, Daniel
so
and
it must
Lions.
Be that they just didn't know at all.
Right. They knew he's special, tzaddik. How do you touch the anointed of Hashem? Shuchavitz bo matzilo. Can you shemra leim sholach malacha yivasagar pumar yasav lo chavloi kol gabidi kanmoi. So
Hashkas
li. That's Daniel the Lions then. Avalheim lo yodu b'dor. They didn't know?
Because they couldn't see it.
Right. Vaderech hapshat yomar vaborekin bo maim klal. The Pashup Shad is, shigam imayum bo maim maat yikur rak. Because if there was a little bit of water,
it would still be considered a rake. In other words, if there's just like a little puddle at the bottom, you can still call it a bore rake. So if a bore rake, ain't bo mayim, is like mamish bone dry.
Shemayim bo mayim ma'at, you could rake, not rock, I'm sorry, you could rake. V'chein kimeis o tov lo sechaye, klal v'shum ponim al kol bir v'chizuk. I guess that's a
possible. Nothing possibly you could do about it, yeah.
Yeah, malach, completely, completely dead.
Doesn't a bore usually mean water, that there's water in there, like in the Gemara?
Usually
the
bore is a well or a cistern, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So usually it would
well,
be
could
expected
be in Baba Kama,
water,
though. It's a, could be a hole in the street, though.
Could be, yeah.
So any hole would be
yeah,
water.
Any hole would be in the street. So I was just thinking, kind of like what you were saying before, you listen to what you want to listen, you also see what you see. Hmm. What's symbolic of the fact that, you know what, they didn't want to see it.
Right.
I mean, the Ramban is pretty fierce about that they didn't know. But I was just wondering if you could say that, you know what?
Willful ignorance.
Yeah, that they kind of knew that they were that he was there and they didn't want to talk about it because then they would have had to scrap the whole plan.
Right. It's possible.
I don't know. I was wondering. But the Ramban seems to say that what I'm saying is wrong. He's saying that B'chlal didn't know about it at all.
Right.
I was
just
wondering
if
you...
Ignore it. Like if an ace like that happened, they wouldn't have been able to ignore
it. I was just wondering, though, you kind of ignore an ace, you know? I don't know. Interesting. Okay, Lamed Ches. Let's take a look at Pasuk Gimel. Okay. It says like this. It says, V'yikr Shmo Ir. This was Yehuda's name, son's name. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yehuda Karla Beno Ir. Milashon Orra Eskvurasecha. Awaken your strength. That's a Pasuk in Tehillim. Says Rav Shuvah Ishto Kara Hashem Hasheni Onen. I don't know why his wife called the second son Onen, him the first, but Onen Lo Sipra Kasav Lama. So he's bothered by this. Why do you do the first son, right?
Was it Onen the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim? Maybe that was a Kohen On.
Oh yeah, you're right.
This is Onan.
Onen, no Onan. What was his name?
Onan.
Onan, yeah. Lo Sibra Kazav Lama, why it switched? Vitachin Shetikesh Belidato. It was very difficult or labor. Kederech Nashim Likro Shem B'nei Malzeh. Sometimes mothers call their kids about the labor. Kaim Yavitz, the mother of Yavitz. Shekar Shmo Yavitz. And in there is Atzav, sad, you know. Lamer Kilarati Batsev. So Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Yeah, it's describing it. Gam. Ki us ken asa Torah aim onim. That's also in Divrei Yomim. Yeah, I guess.
Atara was the mother of Onim, and she called him that because
it was difficult.
Vayum
Loshin Vayiyam Misonim. They were complaining.
It was rough, right?
Someone just come in. Yeah. Okay.
Ma'isonin
Adam Chai was a person complaining. Kimo Ben Oni de Rachel, Ben Yomim of Rachel.
Yeah, she called him Benoni because it ended up killing her.
So he wants to postulate the reason why Yehuda was the first one because I guess the father always called him names.
It's understandable that he named the first one. The second one she names
because she had so much surus.
Right.
So he wants a ton of Yehuda lo hikbid lishano shmo ki Yaakov aviv.
And Yehuda just didn't come in and say, you know what, we're going to give him a different name. Whereas Yaakov had changed Benoni to Binyamin.
Right. Why wasn't he makbid?
Seems like a strange thing that Yaakov changed the name now.
Yeah, the way he's saying it, it seems like the burden of proof is
on Yaakov,
you know.
Yeah.
Ubebreishis Rabba. Well, Lamaisa, that wasn't really necessarily distress, was it? I guess he did pull up the ankle. Maybe if it's the mother saying it because of church, you're not going to change it.
Yeah.
you know?
No, but that's what happened. Yaakov changed Binyam, changed, right? Rachel called him Benoni.
Right.
Right, and then Yaakov, after she's gone, Yaakov changed his name to Binyam. Aviv Karolo Binyamin.
Right, but he wouldn't do it. Kolzman, she was alive.
I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like a way of therapy or empathy for the woman to,
right,
you know, go through that. So only when he died, that's what I would say. Gracious Rabom Ra'atcha, who are Minaholim?
Heir, he called him heir because he was going to be like
shaken out of the world.
He's going to be taken out of the world.
Right. That wasn't Kavanas Yehuda.
That's the famous idea that, right, parents have a chelik, may have a chelik of Ruach HaKodesh when they give a name. So it was almost like Nibe V'Loyodam HaShnibe, right? He named him heir. Maybe he was thinking, oh yeah, Oros V'Rosecha. Because Baruch Hu had another plan in mind, knowing what was going to happen, that the heir is Lashon of Shehu Armin Olam. Yehuda didn't understand the hidden meaning of the name.
Right, that it was Shehu Armin Olam, I mean.
Yeah.
So basically the upshot being is that Yehuda, because named his son because the father's names, switched the mother because it was a part of her empathy, her therapy, to say she described her tzuris, like we find by Yavetz and Atara, Onim.
Right.
And then find it by Binyamin, and Yehuda didn't change the name.
Right.
Like Yaakov, I guess, was Makbid because when she died, it wasn't, you know, lack of disrespect, because Yehuda wanted to let that happen, you know.
Right.
And then
the Medrash Rabbah comes in. And
somehow the Cheshivas of names.
Right,
yeah.
The Cheshivas of names and the hidden meaning behind them and how it's, you know, hints to the Osset.
Right. Very good.
It comes out that he named the first child, she named the second. That's not how we do it.
How do we do it? Why?
The custom is that the woman names the first.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Is that quote in the Poskim?
I don't think so. I think it's just the way things happen today.
Really?
I think that's what they say. That's the meaning.
Really interesting. I didn't know Makia. But you know what I was wondering? The Pasuk in Tehillim of Oros Gerusach is a very positive thing. It's like that air would awaken a Gvura in the Mishpacha. And in the Bereshis Rabbah has Pum Fakir.
Right.
That it was to be shaken from the world. So maybe you get the impression that he had the potential, you know, to really awaken Ruchnius in the family, but it went awry.
Shnei Drachim, he had two possible paths, and he picked the wrong one, basically.
It's like the Chaim Volozhiner with the Moshel he gives in Nefesh HaChaim with Moshe and Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu was like an eagle, you know, that he loved to look forward to the light, and that Bilam was like a bat. You know, he loved the darkness, the evil. That's the Nefesh HaChaim, has a beautiful Moshel like that. So, in the same vein, he had the ability, but it went awry.
Right.
All right, very good. Yishakoyach. We have a minion?